I'm now going to summarize everything we covered, cover the key points. Once again, you can listen to this audio tape multiple times. You can read the transcript, and I want you also to go through the workbook. First thing we covered was setting goals. I want you to document your daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and annual goals. I want you to document them for yourself and for your company. And I want you to make sure that they are specific. I want to make sure that they are have a deadline. Make sure that they are aggressive. And they are written in present tense. Secondly, we discussed psychological keys to achieving your goals. The key here was posting your three annual goals in a conspicuous place in your office or home and looking at and reading them aloud at least once every single day. I even went as far as giving the example of calling somebody in your company by his or her goals. Next, we covered creating your plans. I discussed that goals are dreams with deadlines. Plans define what needs to be accomplished in order to turn those dreams into reality. Your plans must be documented, and they must be smaller steps that are measurable. Key tip was making the first step easy. Next, we discussed creating your overall to-do list. To-do lists are the individual tasks that allow you to accomplish your plans. I want you to purge everything in your brain into your overall to-do list. It's going to leave your mind free and focused, allow you to concentrate and achieve and execute on all the tasks at hand. Next, we talked about creating prioritized weekly and daily to-do lists. We went through, first off, the four quadrants. I want you to work on tasks that are in quadrant number two, important but not urgent. This is where the value is. We also talked about the 80-20 rule. I want you to focus on the top 20% of tasks. I want you to think through what are those 20% of things that I do, that I'm great at, that really only I can do, that lead to 80% of the results. Those are the things I want you to spend more time on and prioritize. We talked about breaking up your key initiatives into small, manageable tasks and prioritizing them. And finally, we talked about creating your weekly and daily to-do lists. You prioritize your overall to-do list. The top priorities get then moved to your weekly to-do list, and then your top priorities get moved to your daily to-do list. I also mentioned how critical it is to create your to-do list, your weekly and your daily to-do list, ahead of time. That means on Friday, you're creating your weekly to-do list for next week and Monday's to-do list. On Monday, before you leave on Monday, you're going to block out time to do it. You're going to create Tuesday's to-do list. I want you to, next thing we covered was critical technique of scheduling every minute of every day and working in time chunks. Discussed how this ensures that you complete your critical tasks. It ensures, due to Parkinson's law, that you're going to work faster and more effectively. It ensures less interruptions. It ensures that all the key things get done because you have scheduled them in. Once again, you can schedule things with yourself. Everyone schedules meetings with clients or employees. Those are on the calendar. Start scheduling meetings with yourself to accomplish important tasks. Next, we went through eliminating interruptions and time wasters. You need to stop getting interrupted so you can accomplish your tasks and focus. You need to eliminate any sort of got-a-minute culture that you have. You cannot stop for unplanned or unimportant phone calls. You need to have your schedule and stick to your schedule. Don't allow yourself to get interrupted. Next, we covered email management, which is the number one time waster. You need to create email standards within your organization if too many emails are being circulated. You need to explain and deem what is appropriate, what is an appropriate email, and what is not an appropriate email. You need to, of most importance, you need to check and reply to your emails in batches. And if one of your employees is replying to every one of your emails within 2 seconds, you know, when you send emails, you need to talk to them and have them stop doing that. You need to check and reply to your emails in batches. You will be so much more productive and effective that way. You also need to keep your inbox clean. You do this by filtering non-critical messages and using your to-deal-with folders. Once again, you're then going to purge your to-deal-with folders and put them onto your overall to-do list. The next section, we covered holding effective meetings. And the key to effective meetings was making them shorter, using agendas, starting on time, and making them highly actionable, meaning document the result of the meeting and assign the to-dos and assign deadlines. And I did not mention with Basecamp, not only in Basecamp can you very easily create what's known as a message where you can document the meeting, but I did mention that you can, after the meeting, assign to-dos. What I did not mention is that you can even assign milestones, which are to-dos with deadlines. You can say, Tony's going to do this, and he's going to do it by Wednesday, March 18th. So really, really cool use of Basecamp. Next, we discussed delegating as much as possible. You need to stop doing the things that aren't worthy of your time, that aren't worthy of the value of your time. If you're worth $100 an hour, you shouldn't be ordering supplies, you shouldn't be sending faxes. You need to figure out what those things are, what the highest value uses of your time, and those are things you do. You need to figure out what the things are that are not worth your time. For those that are not worth your time, you need to delegate effectively. You need to understand and accept that it takes a lot of time to delegate, but that you will reap long-term advantages. With delegation, we went through, you need to clearly define the task and the deliverable. You need to give a deadline. You need to give feedback. And we talked about performance evaluations as well. Next, we covered psychological tips to boost your productivity. Talked about having a clean desk with no clutter. We talked about how you should hang out with high performers. We talked about visualizing yourself achieving success. And I gave you the Mark Twain's Eat the Frog First quote. Get that nasty, hard thing out of the way. Get it over with so you don't waste mental energy on it. Get it over with so you have a lot of positive energy and get the other to-do items done. We went through then a series of other productivity-enhancing tips. Some of my favorite were improving your skills. Take the time to improve those skills so you're more effective and efficient. Definitely take advantage of any free time, like driving. Listen to those audio tapes. Create systems to handle repetitive tasks. I mentioned the example of employee expense reports. Something that takes a lot of time that you do over and over again. Create systems around them. I went through tools to use. My favorites were Basecamp, which you can get at basecamphq.com. I'm a big fan of the Google tools, particularly Gmail, Google Calendar, and Google Desktop. I do understand that if you're tied to an email system with your organization, it may be very challenging to move to Gmail. I would encourage you to try to get your company to do that. If not, you can do everything I talked about, or 99% of what we talk about here, without using Gmail. Even if you don't use Gmail, you can use Google Calendar and Google Desktop with Outlook or Yahoo Mail, whatever email system you use. Finally, we went through culture. How do you get your employees to be more productive? That's how you start receiving exponential productivity performance results within your company. If not only you are executing and implementing on these techniques that I've gone through with you, but your employees start doing it, you start seeing double, triple, quadruple, 30-time, 40-time, massive, massive increases in your employee and your company productivity and performance. And you just absolutely destroy your competition. Your competitors cannot compete with you if you are 2 times, 3 times, 4 times more productive. It is impossible. I don't care if their strategy is better, I don't care if their product's better, because you'll create better products over time, you'll do it faster, you'll just destroy your competition. So getting your company, your employees, your whole company more productive, implement the things in this course, go through this system, this course, multiple times, get your employees to listen to this audio, get your employees to go through the workbook and start using it, get your team to use Basecamp or a similar system if there is one, so that everything is as conspicuous and open and transparent as possible, and use weekly, daily goal and to-do meetings and posts. And what I'm talking about here is having face-to-face meetings or call-in phone meetings, or at least having people post on Basecamp and reviewing what your weekly goals are, what your daily goals are, getting them out in the open, having you as the manager reviewing those goals, making sure you agree with their goals, their priorities, making sure people are accountable for their goals, for their weekly goals, for their daily goals, making sure they're accomplishing their goals, delegating, saying, hey, you have too many to-do items, you have too few, and working together. I want to leave you with a great quote by Michael Altshuler, who is a professional sales trainer and motivational speaker. Michael said this: the bad news is time flies. The good news is you're the pilot. Armed with this course, with this system, you are now an exceptional pilot that can fly higher and faster and teach and influence those around you to do the same. Now, finally, I've created a 30-day workbook that accompanies this system. The workbook is going to help you to start implementing what you learned in this course and to become an unbelievably productive and successful individual. The workbook doesn't cover everything. It helps get you started. It helps creating that 30-day habit that you need to be more successful. We're mostly focused on getting that calendar scheduled. It's absolutely critical. And once you do that, I want you to keep listening to this audio until you're doing all of these things. Once again, it's not easy. A lot of these things I've been doing for years. Over the past 2 years, I started trying more and more techniques, every technique that I've gone through with you, the techniques that I'm using now, and the results speak for themselves. I'm just much, much, much more productive, double, triple, quadruple the productivity that I was receiving, that I was generating just 2 years ago when I felt that I was a very productive person. So stick with the workbook, listen to the audio as many times as you need to. If something doesn't work for you, that's okay. There's got to be tons of things here that do work for you. I definitely greatly appreciate and respect the fact that you've invested your time listening to this. I wish you the best of luck. I want you to be as productive and successful as possible. And when you are, and when you achieve your goals, all I ask is send me an email. Let me know that you accomplished it, because those are my favorite emails. Those are the emails when I go into my email batch, my 30-minute email batch, and I get that email saying, I took the course and look what I've done. Those are the emails that make me smile. Those are the emails that I print out and stick them on the wall. Those are the ones that inspire me to be more successful. So I appreciate you doing that. Have a great day. Be more productive. Be more successful. You can do it. Make it happen.